football night, and here we are, week 11, and it's an SCA rematch between the Bears and the Eagles. Gary Leo's Arc Radio Network, and, you know, we spoke, what was it, about a month ago. Did you feel like this is what was going to end up happening anyway?
Well, I think when we talked, I said that we would probably see each other again, and, you know, it just kind of shows the strength of the SCA.
Yes, indeed. Tell me how the Eagles have changed in the second half of the season.
Well, they've shifted several pieces around. You know, Graham Toon is now the starting quarterback, which has allowed Liberty to move Parker Toon out to his natural position, wide receiver. And, you know, the Liberty Eagles had a transfer come in from Lighthouse Christian that is also signed to play at the next level at the wide receiver position. And it's just, it's really kind of opened things up as far as the passing game goes. It's one of those deals now, you know, opponents kind of pick your poison.
No, and, you know, of course, the Toon kids, you know, we've seen them for multiple years now. And, you know, the flexibility, I guess, you're able to have with the younger Toon coming in to be quarterback, and then you add him and another weapon. Dare I say, does that make and then you still got Rutledge there, of course, at running back. Does that make the Eagles' offense as dangerous as it's been all year?
Well, Liberty didn't play last week. They got the first round bye, but to be totally honest with you, Biggs, it's really hard to say because now they played Houston. Liberty played Houston last week, and that was a really good, you know, that's a good film to watch because the balance, you know, if you try to fill the box, well, then you've got so much speed at wide receiver, and not just speed, but you got kids that can catch the football. And it's almost like basketball in a sense, you know, it's just mismatches. Okay, we're going to get get Roberts, we're going to get Parker, Morris is the new kid. We're going to get him, or, you know, we're even going to get Melby. Liberty's got four really good receivers, so you know, you got to have four really solid defensive backs, and then you got to decide as a defensive coordinator, who am I going to give help to? Where's the help over the top going to come? And it just creates a problem. Now, with that, of course, you know, the quarterback's got to get the ball to the right receiver, but it's kind of shallowed the box because defenses have got to give a lot of attention to that passing attack. And then when you do that, well, Rutledge at 225 pounds is just going to run all day.
Yeah, it certainly presents a problem for any defensive coordinator. And, you know, I felt like half the team was at the ball game last week. I seen a lot of Liberty Letterman's jackets and apparel there at the game at Fair Grove. Did the coaches just load them up on the bus and say, we're going to Fair Grove tonight and to take in that district game?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been a thing of tradition, you know. Liberty, it doesn't happen very often, but it has happened a few times where there's a bye, and they just all kind of pile up and go to that game to see which opponent, you know, they will face. And I think it's really good, too, for the team to go there and actually see how, you know, the team that they're going to play is playing against a really good opponent. And it just mentally, you know, I think, and then when coaches go to breaking things down, especially more on the defensive side, because, you know, this is what they want to do, and here's how we're going to try and stop it. And that's kind of a good thing, too. And having a week off to kind of heal up the bumps and bruises and you know, get everything going for the next run is a good thing.
Yeah, because there's not many people healthy week 10, week 11 when we get to this stage. And I'm sure the first 6 minutes of the first quarter, they were probably thinking, well, we're going to be playing Fair Grove as Ava went into that 14-0 hole. But, man, I'm not sure what switch flipped, but That was probably execution-wise as far as line play on both sides. And you know, Gary, it didn't really show up in the box score, quarterback sacks, but they were putting the quarterback under pressure, it seemed like, on just about every other drop back, especially in the second half. So the Eagles probably were sitting there kind of a bit intrigued that this looks like a very different Ava team from what they've seen earlier in the season, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, you know, I visited with Coach Merrifield, and he knew he had to make some changes. He had to move some things around, and it's really helped, you know, kind of just fine-tuning. I tell people all the time, you know, weeks 1 through 5, sure, yeah, you want to win them all, but don't take too much of that to heart because, and, you know, Coach Merrifield's done a really good job of that. But what do you think has been the biggest difference in the Ava Bears from say, week 4 to where we're at now?
You know, there was really just a mindset and an attitude that kind of shifted. You know, everybody tries to give themselves amnesia from the Mountain Grove game. But in a way, I think it was good for them, if that makes any sense at all. And defensively, that Liberty game week 4 is when I think they turned a corner on that. And it has been some shifting of personnel, taking one of your fullbacks and putting him on the offensive line, and turned into one of the best offensive linemen, in my opinion, in the conference. And it just seems like an overall attitude and mindset kind of shift. You know, and I talked about that with Coach Merrifield this week, that the Ava team that fell behind 14-0 in the first quarter against Fair Grove, that team the first 4 to 5 weeks of the season, I'm not sure that they would have recovered mentally and to be able to overcome that and go on a scoring stretch of 50-10, outscoring the other team. So really just kind of an overall mindset, attitude, and just kind of a little bit of, dare I say, grit that has kind of churned out for these guys. And of course, some fine-tuning along there as well, like you had mentioned. Gary Lee, I'll leave you with this one. What do you think are the keys to victory tonight? What's going to become a biggest outcome of who goes on to play for a district championship?
Well, you know, for me, it's going to be how will Ava defensively, you know, match up with Liberty? You know, what are they going to do? Are they going to force Liberty? Are they going to stop the run? Because see, in week 3 or 4 when we played, Liberty really didn't run the football. It was pretty much, you know, just throwing. You know, how will Ava respond when Rutledge is going to touch it 20, 25 times? And you know what I'm saying? Because if you go to cheating up into the box, there's so much speed Liberty has at wide receiver, and you know, with the different quarterback, how will Ava attack that? You know, if Liberty gets out quick, you know, Ava's not a team that's really gonna, you know, throw the ball a lot, or I haven't seen that, you know, a lot of passes. That's going to be the big question. Now, for Liberty, defensively, how are they going to respond to the run? You know, Houston was just punishing Liberty off the right side of their offensive line. I mean, they were running right at Rutledge, right at Oziah, and those are two really good defensive players. But Houston had found something. And that's what they were attacking, and they were having some success with that. But I think that it's going to be a battle of, you know, who can really control the line of scrimmage, who's going to be more dominant there, who's going to get the biggest push, and that'll be the team, in my opinion, that wins. You know, the old cliche, turnovers and penalties, of course, that's always going to be there. But I think it's really going to be, who is going to dominate at the line of scrimmage?
Sounds good. Thank you for your time, friend. Gary Lee, Ozark Radio Network, here on Football Night.
Right on. Thank you, Biggs.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you much as always. We'll see you tomorrow night.